there. Well, I'm glad you're here. Whoops, there it goes again. I don't know why, but my legs are just bursting with energy today. They keep springing up. Like that. And I can't explain it. How about you, Molly? Yeah, me too. Uh-oh, here it comes again. Woo! Wow, what a good jump. How about you, Molly? How high can you jump? Ooh, looks like you could use some work on your jumping there. Watch this. See? First, I crouch over, bending my knees. That's called the wind-up. Then I straighten my legs up. And that's called the takeoff. And now I'm flying through the air. But I keep my feet out, just ready to hit the ground. There! And that's called the landing. See, Molly, that's all there is to jumping up and down. Okay, your turn. Now, get ready for the wind-up. There you go. And jump! Molly, gee, that was great, great wind-up and nice flight. Just have to work on the landing a little bit. Oh, don't worry. Someday you'll be a terrific jumper. Yep, it just takes practice. Oh, and remember one more thing. Don't take it so seriously. Jumping up and down is supposed to be fun. Watch.
Put your feet on the floor. Bend your knees and look around. If you're sure the coast is clear, push yourself right off the ground. You gotta jump for joy. Take a try and fly. You gotta jump for joy. Jump up, jump on, and jump around. You gotta jump. There are different kinds of jumps. Take a chance and try them out. Leave the ground for a little while. That's what jumping's all about. You gotta jump for joy. Take a try and fly. You gotta jump for joy. Jump up, jump on, and jump around. You gotta jump. Try to jump up high. Leap across, see how far you go. Jump over something, give it a try. Jump four times in a row. One, two, three, four! Jump for joy. Take a try and fly. You gotta jump for joy. Jump up, jump on, and jump around. You gotta jump for joy. Take a try and fly. You gotta jump.
Molly, you know, I bet I'd be a much better jumper if I did my clock rug stretch. Come on, let's go. This feels good. Never gives up. Gee, I wonder what's in the couch that's good for jumping. Jump, carrot! see. Hey, what's this? Oh, candlestick? Hey, I've got an idea. Okay, here you go, Molly. Now, you are Mr. Nimble. Jack be Nimble, actually. Ready to go jumping? Okay, here we go. Jack be Nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. Jump! And jump! Big one, Molly! Jump! Over the Foley house! Molly, all that jumping up and down and around has me all tuckered out. Whew! So what do you want to do next? Of course! I completely forgot! I was supposed to feed Snicklefritz while Granny was away for the day. Oh, thanks for reminding me, Molly. Well, let's all go outside. Come on! I wonder where Snicklefritz could have gone to.
Meow.
Did you hear that? It sounded like...
Meow.
Snicklefritz!
Meow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to forget you. There you go. Oh, okay. Well, I'm here now, so let's go to Granny's and get you some food. Some food. Okay. Let's jump all the way there, all right? Here goes. Ooh, that was a heavy landing. That wasn't my landing, that was thunder. And where there's thunder, there's always rain. Ooh, well that thunder's pretty loud, but it's just a loud noise. I mean, thunder can't hurt you, so there's really no reason to be... Hello, Major Bedhead. What are you doing down there?
Oh, hi, Lunette. Oh, just doing my job. What are you doing out here?
Well, I was supposed to feed Snicklefritz, but then it started to rain and... That was a mighty nice jump you made there, Major Bedhead.
Oh, thanks.
Major Bedhead, are you afraid of thunder?
Me? Afraid? No, I'm terrified! Oh. I don't mean to be a scaredy cat, but it's not a good idea to stand under a tree in a rainstorm.
Why not? It's just rain.
Oh, sure, it's rain, it's thunder, and it's...
Jumping jelly beans!
Lightning! It's not a good idea to stand under a tree because trees get hit by lightning. It's just not safe.
Oh, but it's starting to rain harder now. Oh, where should we hide? We need to hide somewhere, but where?
In here! Whoa!
Great, now what do we do? Okay, Snuggle Fritz, I can take a hint. We'll get you some food, but where does Granny keep her kibble? Oh, here it is. Okay. There you go.
I wish Granny Garbanzo was here.
Hey, I think I know what Granny would say at a time like this. She'd tell Bedhead a story to keep his mind off the thunder. Hey, look what we have here. The shelf's full of jars, and the jars are full of beans. We have kidney beans, pinto beans, dookie beans, has beans, and, even jelly beans.
Jelly beans?
Mm-hmm. But these aren't just any old jelly beans.
They're not?
Mm-mm, no. These are very special jelly beans. These are giant jumping jelly beans. And do you know where these giant jumping jelly beans come from?
No. Where?
Well, it all started under the Big Top a long time ago when the circus still had elephants.
Where once upon a time, there was one chubby elephant named Ernie.
Ernie had a sweet tooth. He loved candies. When children came to the circus, Ernie saw them eating licorice and caramels and his most favorite of all, jelly beans. Of course, the children weren't allowed to feed the animals, but sometimes Pedro the human cannonball would share his candies with Ernie. Now, Ernie was a very big elephant with a very big appetite. The little candies Pedro shared with Ernie were very tasty, but also very small. One day, on their way back from the show, Pedro invited Ernie inside the tantalizing Trapeze Stars circus wagon. And what did he see inside? There on the table was a great big giant jelly bean. It was absolutely huge. It was a ginormous elephant-sized jelly bean. And it looked so good. Excuse me, Pedro asked Ernie, but would you mind terribly if I helped myself to a jelly bean? Pedro said, it's pretty close to dinner time, Ernie. Oh, but I guess it would be all right if you had just one. One jelly bean was all Ernie wanted. He reached out his long trunk and grabbed the really big giant jelly bean and stuffed it in his mouth. Mmm, it was delicious. Suddenly, Ernie stopped. He heard a noise. At first, it was just a bumbling kind of noise, and then it became a tumbling sort of sound, and then it became a rumbling sound, and the sound was coming from inside Ernie. Ernie held his tummy and tried to keep it quiet, but there was nothing he could do to stop the noise from deep inside. Ernie, asked Pedro, is that you making all that noise? Ernie explained, you said I could have just one jelly bean, so I did. But I guess I made a pig of myself. I ate the one really big giant jelly bean. Ooh, sorry. Oh, Ernie, said Pedro, that was no ordinary jelly bean. That was a giant jumping jelly bean. But before Pedro could say or do another thing, Ernie jumped. He jumped higher than the lion's cage, higher than he had ever jumped before. And when he landed, Ernie jumped again and again and again until finally he went up even higher than the high wire. Ernie had become a giant jumping elephant bean. Ernie was terribly embarrassed. He wanted to apologize for taking Pedro's jelly bean, but every time he opened his mouth, the rumbling would start again, and Ernie would find himself jumping around the circus, higher and higher than any elephant had ever jumped before. Hmm, said the ringmaster. Aha, said Pedro. Oh, dear, said Ernie. That night, under the Big Top, Ernie made his circus debut, presenting the fantabulistic leaping phenomenon, Ernie the elephant. Ernie had become a circus star. Every time Ernie jumped, he landed very gracefully. For an elephant, that is. Thump, bump. And every time Ernie jumped, the audience would take pictures. Jump, flash, thump, bump. Jump, flash, thump, bump. And everyone would clap their hands and shout, jump, Ernie, jump. So whenever you see lightning, flash. And whenever you hear thunder, thump, bump. Always remember to clap your hands and shout, jump, Ernie, jump.
The end.
Wow, that was a great story, Lunette. And these are really great jelly beans.
Well, are you still scared of the thunder, Major Bedhead?
Well, not really. Besides, the thunder doesn't sound so scary anymore. Listen. Jump, Ernie, jump! Oh, the storm's over.
Now we can play.
Well, it's still kind of wet out here.
You're right. Look at all the puddles.
So now what do we do?
Oh, of all the thunder and lightning, I almost forgot. Special delivery for Let the Clown.
Thank you. Oh, it's from my Auntie Macassar. It says, Dear Lunette, I am writing to you from down under, where it just happens to be the rainy season. What a coincidence. Lucky for me, I got a job as an umbrella tester for the Beaufort Brothers Brawley Company. It's my job to test each and every umbrella. It's a tough job being an umbrella tester, but somebody's got to do it. Hoping you stay dry, with love from your Auntie Macassar.
I bet you I know what's inside. Yes, sirree, I bet I do.
Oh, what do you think it is?
Well, I don't think, I know.
I don't think you know either.
I know exactly what's in there. You see, being a courier, you get to be a good judge of what's in the parcels you deliver. I mean, after all, Auntie Macassar's postcard told us all about how she was testing umbrellas in the rain. And we all know that umbrellas are good protection from the rain. So I am 100% certain that inside that box is an umbrella. Or a pair of boots. But Lunette, how can we both play in the puddles if we only have one pair of boots?
Hey, I know what to do. Here, Major Bedhead, you put this boot on.
But then we'll each only have one boot.
Exactly. Now we can both hop through the puddles, like this. It's wet, but it's fun.
Thank you, Lunette.
For the boot?
For the boot. And for telling me that story so I wouldn't be afraid of the thunder and lightning anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Major Bedhead, look! In the sky! A rainbow!
Hey, you know something? That rainbow is pointing in the direction of the rest of my deliveries.
Doesn't matter if it's raining or not, the mail must get through.
Hey, wait a second.
Here, Major Bedhead. You need these more than I do.
Oh, thanks again, Lunette. Goodbye. Don't get caught in any more rainstorms.
Goodbye, Major Bedhead. Drive carefully. Bye, Snicklefritz. Wasn't that exciting with all the thunder and lightning and everything? Well, time to go home, Molly. Oh, did you see the rainbow? I was impressed with the way Bedhead got over being scared of the thunder. That was very brave. Oh, yeah. The Dance Academy. Oh, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lunette's Dance Academy.
I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Boy, Molly, what a day. All that jumping around has got me completely exhausted. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for my nap. You too? Okay. Well, thanks for jumping in today. See you soon. Bye-bye.
And the clown jumped over the moon.